My darling, my treasure. Welcome home. Come in, come in, come in. Look, look. Look what I have procured for us. Yes, these delightful casks of oak. A full dozen of them. Why for wine, silly? Barrels. Oh, no. They are very much empty. Do you see? I believe this was port. Far too sweet for me, of course. No, I wanted the casks. Would you have preferred wine? I can bring you wine as I visit the square on the morrow, if it pleases you. For you, I will find the finest vintage. Are you certain, treasure? You know I love to browse. And coin is, of course, of no concern. My hoard is yet glutted with gold, silver, and gold. And nothing brings me joy as to trade it all away for things of heart and soul. Oh, the casks. Well, as I was bathing the streets under this briar, I came across a decrepit manor in the midst of being torn down. Them in at work, a strapping bunch, I would add, took note of this human form of mine and lavished me with all sorts of praise. From my towering stature, to my shapely figure, to my toned physique, they were exceedingly impressed. Very flattering. Of course, it is paltry next to the majesty of my true shape, but I would never fit in this home of ours, and to procure £80,000 worth of fresh kills to eat in the desert each and every day is a feat in itself. This body is unequivocally effortless to maintain in comparison, even though it is still so much larger than yours. I do adore gazing down into those eyes. Ah, yes, the wrecking crew. We descanted on the subject of human anatomy and mating rituals for a flash, as it seemed a topic the lads had a keen interest in. But I soon began to sense a nervous fluster in the air. As I had no desire to cause discomfort, I did not spur further, but rather inquired if I could perhaps take a look around to see if anything in the manor would catch my eye. And catch my eye they did. The casks, that is. I could only fit half of them on these significantly diminished shoulders of mine, but the lads were more than happy to assist with the rest. In exchange for fair compensation, of course. Why the casks, you ask? Well, my treasure, for the history, of course. The journey from growing and harvesting the grapes to fermenting and aging to finally being served. Imagine moments in time this vintage has witnessed. The quarrel and the concord. The weddings. The funerals, the celebrations. Imagine the stories these casks would tell, were they only able. but they are not, so that is disappointing. Perhaps there's a spell. Treasure? What is it? You seem perturbed. Is it too much? Do you truly feel so, Treasure? Perhaps my pursuit of curios has gotten appreciably out of hand. Mother always said I have a drop of red in me. But do you not find these finds of mine make this home of ours so much more homey? Do you not relish your morning exchanges with the magic mirror? He has such a shrewd sense of style. I really ought to take his counsel. Or these cursed portraits I bought. Do you not feel their eyes on you at night as you slumber in the all together? It is all so stimulating. Such as this owlbear mount. Or this miniature ship. A steamboat that glides through the air with no magic. The world truly is full of wonders. Oh. Well, regardless, the concept is compelling, no? Well, if it is the clutter that bothers you, my treasure, you know the solution is simple. Say the word, and I will build you a palace. Hardly a bother at all. Spires of marble and gold. Walls draped in silk. Halls adorned in works of art unparalleled in talent. A spectacular scene men marvel at the world over. Gaiety all around. And in the midst of it all, gorgeous as you are, I would flaunt you with glee. And you would be the talk of the courts and town squares both. And I would tell them all, you are mine. It could be all yours, should you wish it. I thought as much. If only you would let me spoil you such as you deserve to be spoiled. Perhaps you will come around one day. But until then, please, treasure, tell me what ails you. Share with me this malady of your heart. Oh, such prattle. Silly little thing. Of course you can tell me anything. Anything at all. Everything. I do not believe I understand. You think I will replace you with whatever piques my curiosity next? Is that the way of it? You have me thoroughly stumped, I will admit. What in the hells would cause such distasteful thoughts to take root in that wonderful heart of yours? I am not a crow, so surely swayed by sparkling trinkets. silly, silly little thing. Come here, treasure. Come now. Be good. Lie down on my lap. No, no, it is not you. Something is digging into my hip. Ah, the scepter of quaking. Another silly purchase of no function, you thought. But I will find a use for it yet. But, well, this soft skin of your kind was not meant for lounging on a hoard of valuables. I see it now. Perhaps we ought to keep the floor clear then, at the very least. Here, let me carry you to bed instead. Nonsense. This form may not have wings to spread, nor claws to flourish, but you are as a gentle hare in my arms. There you are. Listen, treasure, and listen well. You sought out my lair in the desert. It would have been well within my power to show you mirage after mirage, to keep you wandering in circles and circles until the dunes claimed you. But I saw something in you. A spark. Resilient and handsome as a desert rose, waiting to be plucked. So pluck you I did. I led you to my lair, and there you were. Such a queer little thing. You looked up at me as I pinned you to the ground under my claws. Just as I pin you now. But in your eyes I saw not fear, but awe. I saw something stir, a thrill. I told you my stories and you listened, though a captive audience you were, intently. And you told me yours. Not a thief, but a bleeding heart in search of succor. I saw in your eyes such kindness, such wit, such zeal. And after I nursed you back to health, what else could I do but to follow you home? Certainly I could not let your companionship slip away. Not after the heart-to-heart we shared. You and I. Those eyes of yours. Those eyes. I will not trade a second with you for all the gems in the mountain, nor all the stars in the sky. You are the crown jewel of my collection, my prized possession, my favored, bar none, my favored conversation piece, and my favored conversationalist. You are my darling. My treasure. My love. Nothing could ever replace you.